Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Fungela. This week, it's my husband and I's anniversary. 14 years we've been married, so I sit down with my husband, Manuel, and we do some gratitudes and matitudes of our 14 years of marriage. I liked this episode more than our Valentine's Day episode, I'll say that. but yeah, so we talk about some experiences. We talk about, are we going to have another kid? Bet you want to know that. We talk about some of the things, some of the mistakes we made in our marriage, like buying a house with no wires in it. We get into it, and I think you're going to enjoy this episode because I think you'll enjoy all the episodes. But don't forget to like and subscribe. Leave us a comment. Don't forget, I'm on tour. Go to my website, angela.com. Get yourself some tickets to come see me on the family reunion tour. And if you want to call and tell me what you're grateful for or what you're mad about, or you want advice, or you just want to ask a question, maybe you want to know what Danielle's favorite color is. You can call us or leave us an email. Here's how to do that. Danielle.
So you can call us at 747-300-5380 or send us an email at fungelapodcast@gmail.com or go to angela.com and submit a message there as well.
So enjoy this episode with me and my husband, Manuel Reyes.
Okay.
Hello, lover.
Hi, baby.
14 years of marriage.
14 years.
Here, wait, why are you doing your deep voice?
I'm trying to make sure that people know I have one.
Oh, yeah. Remember people used to comment all the time on your voice? They're like, he's gay.
He's wasn't on my voice. I think it was just in my overall me. It's very upsetting. Yeah. It was in our wedding video.
What? No,
Our wedding video or the one that we did that was the newlyweds. The newlyweds one. It was the newlyweds one.
Yeah. People always say you're gay and I'm gay.
But they haven't said it in a while. It was just then.
Yeah.
It was just that.
I think because your voice was like, now you do your deep voice. So no. Like,
that and probably my mannerisms that I was doing in that video. I was being super silly.
And you were wearing Ed Hardy probably.
Oh, no, I was wearing a red button-up shirt with that.
I'm just kidding.
Small brim hat.
You're wearing Rhinestones, True Religions.
I've
you're wearing rhinestone t-shirts.
Ed Hardy came back, but I do miss my rhinestone cross.
Back. Are they still back or
currently?
They came back and left?
I think he came back and left.
I think so. People start wearing Ed Hardy again.
Yeah.
Yikes. Not my friends.
I know it's
we
weird.
We saw it.
Not people I know.
All right. 14 years, babe.
Yeah.
That's wild. Now we got a little girl. You can hear her in the background. I don't know if you guys can, but wild. Let's go from, you know, we said we didn't want kids, now we have a kid. I think she is the best decision we ever made.
The coolest thing ever.
We talk about how we wish we started sooner. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Oh. Hello? Testing?
Yeah.
We talked about how we wish we started sooner.
Uh-huh. Only now, and by sooner it's just like 5 years, not like sooner, but only because we'd be definitely have more energy.
More energy, but also here's the trade-off is I'm so much more wise. I'm wiser now than I was. Like,
yeah, but we didn't really need.
She's getting a version of me that
she didn't. I mean, what it takes to raise her isn't necessarily. Like, we haven't gained that much wisdom between 35 and 40. It's five years. It's especially at this age, you know, where our wisdom will really start kicking in because we could all the information we have now is available to us 5 years ago. Our ability to have a nanny, we could still do it.
I guess that was
ago.
An excuse to like just be happy with our decision.
No,
You're ruining it.
I guess I was just trying to say something to be like, yeah, but.
I just hate. I mean, the now is fine. It's just that as we get older, you know, I'm going to be really old when she's, you know.
I think if we started sooner, we probably would have had more than one, I think.
Mm.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now we're old. We're tired. Mm-hmm. I don't got no eggs. Like,
it's very, yes. Like, I'm already like, yeah. I don't want to push fast forward, but at the same time, I don't mind getting to the next stages.
That's where we've always been, me and you, since she's been born, is you're like, I can't wait until she's this. I can't wait until this. And I'm like, no, I like this right now where we're at.
Do you, also, I feel like I just heard a phone ding, but do you ever like have moments where you think, and what if we had another one? Like, do you ever have those thoughts?
I do, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, but...
Because Anne's don't want me to get snipped.
Uh-huh. No. I think about it because I want Rosie to have a sibling. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know how hard it is, life going back and forth, Nashville to LA, all the travel we do for work, how hard it is just with her. Mm-hmm. And then I loved being pregnant. I loved being pregnant. Mm-hmm. But I know if I got pregnant again, it wouldn't be the same, because when my first pregnancy, if I was tired, I just went and laid down. If I was, you needed some alone time, I just go took my alone time. But now I'm a mom of a toddler. Mm-hmm. So no such thing. If you're tired, that's
push through.
Bad. Mm-hmm. Push through. Exactly. And I feel like Rosie would get a different version of mom from me, like pregnant, moody, tired, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, Rose is gonna get a different version of me, and then once I have a kid, that postpartum, she's gonna get a different version of me. And I'm like, but I like being this version mom to her. I'm scared to see what would be the other version that I give her, where I'm depleted, exhausted, postpartum, hormonal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's what I think about too. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think about your own relationship with your siblings? And
all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I'm like, I want Rosie to have what I have with my sister, and like be best friends, and like, oh, I want her to have that. But there's no guarantee that, because then they could be like Manny and his brother. They don't even talk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no guarantee.
There is no guarantee. Mm-hmm. So.
And I think, I don't know, maybe I just have more belief in you, but I think if you would have at any stage, I don't think you could fail at being an awesome mom.
Thanks, Lever. So should we do it?
I don't want another kid.
Yes.
I'm asking you if I can get snipped. Like, I would like to go get snipped so I don't have to worry about it, because I'm just, you know, I'm just tired.
I know.
It sucks. It's not like I'm hella
Everything
old,
hurts.
But I'm definitely, yeah, like, it's like, I hate that I have tendonitis in both elbows and it hurts to pick her up. Like, I hate that, like, yesterday I was just tired for nothing. Like, and I got like 8 hours of sleep and I just woke up and I was just like tired. I was drained. I'm like, what the heck? And that's not every day. So, you know, I eat healthy. I work out every day. So it's not like I'm doing everything to elongate my life, but you can't like outrun age.
Yeah.
And I just hate the idea that if she takes our path, I'll be like 75 when she gets married.
But hey, my grandma had my mom at 44. And she had 8 kids.
Mm-hmm.
8.
I know, but was she around for everything?
Where does your mom fall in the line of kids?
Grandma passed away. Yeah, she was around for everything because grandma passed away 2001.
Yeah, but she wasn't like 75. If our daughter takes our path, you know, like, I can't play.
What do you mean our path? What do you mean by that?
How we waited, you know, we did career.
Like,
first.
If she don't get married
until 30,
and then doesn't have kids until 40.
Until 40, like, we're way old. We're old. Just think about, she's only 2, so that's 38 years from now. So I'll be 80 something years old. I won't be able to
but
hold.
Look at your dad. Your dad's 80. He's crushing it. Walking 2 miles every day.
He is limited.
Yeah, but he's still getting it done.
It's not ideal.
I know it's not ideal, but it's our situation.
No, I understand that. Mm-hmm. That's why I say, like,
okay, if we did have a second kid, would you want it to be a boy or a girl?
Oh, I don't care.
You don't? You never thought about if you'd be a father of a son?
I could, because then I can allow myself to be as strict as I want to be.
What do you mean?
Like, there's so much, because it's different raising a boy and a girl, right? Societally, like, there's a different expectation on a boy than there is on a girl. You know, girls are born with this amazing inherent worth. So you have to treat them nice. You have to coddle them. You have to be the gentleman to them, protect them, all that good stuff. With men, it's like, get your shit together ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Toughen up.
18, you got to be in the street. You got to get out the house. Go figure yourself out. Go figure it out.
With I don't know. My brother was like, the last one to move out, so I don't know about
Yeah, I mean, that's not stereotypical. Stereotypically, like, it's like, get your, if you're 30 living at home and you're a dude, you know, or you're 35, then the girls are going to be like, what's wrong with you? But if you're 35 living at home and you're a girl, the guys don't care. She can be like, I just love being with my mom and my dad. And I'll be like, oh, that's sweet. Of course you would. That's awesome. Yeah. That's very, like, compassionate of you.
How old were you when you moved out, Danielle?
25.
How old was your brother when he moved out?
Hold on. When did he get married? 2020.
When we first started working.
No. No, I think he got married in 2023. So he was 20. I think he moved out at 27, 28. I remember the big motivator of him moving out was that he wanted to get married.
Oh, yeah.
And that was his... Yeah, he was trying to save up and he was like, well, I'll just, you know, save up and just immediately move into a house. And then he wasn't there yet, but then was like, but I want to marry this lady over here, so I better get out of the house.
So there was an issue. The lady had an issue with him living with.
No, I don't think she had an issue. I think he just was like, I can't.
Yeah, there's propose like
if I'm still living. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That was not, like, but that was him. Like, that was his decision.
But he gets it from society.
It wasn't
saying it's a good look.
It wasn't anybody. My parents were very supportive. My parents were like, figure it out. Like, don't waste your money on rent. Because he was still figuring out. He graduated college later in life and was like still figuring out. But I think he was like 27 when he moved out. And my sister also was around the same age too. Because she tried to move out beginning of 2020 and then everything shut down and was like, I'll just stay at home. Never mind. Home. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's definitely a different way to parent a boy than there is a girl. Completely different tactics.
In the beginning, before we knew if Rosie was a boy or a girl, I didn't care if it was a boy or a girl, but in my mind, I always thought that I'd probably be a good boy mom. Maybe because my sister had Austin, I'm used to Austin, but also I'm kind of tomboy. I'm like, I think I'd be a great boy mom. Now that I have Rosie, if I were to have another kid, I would hope it was a girl. I just would want her to have a sister. And I mean, I know lots of, I mean, Jaki has a boy and a girl. My cousin Danielle, boy and a girl. Like a lot of people have boy and a girl, but I don't know. I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind having another girl, but if I had a boy, I would be able to implement more stuff more strictly. You know, so I would be like, okay, this guy's going to be able to logically comprehend what I say when I say you got to take care of your sister. And here's how. And he'll be able to, like, you know, reason with it.
Another thing I think about, too, is because Rosie is so smart. Like, so smart, so advanced, like the way she reached all her milestones way early, like she's just really advanced. And I'm like, okay, if we have another kid, what if it's dumb?
Like, I mean, what if this kid, like, if we have another kid and something,
it's just like, it doesn't, it's like takes 4 years to say a few words, because that's what your mom said about you, that you couldn't even sit up at 10 months
old.
Yeah,
no, that was horrible.
You couldn't even sit up.
I think that plays into the whole like firstborn thing, and also to, my mom has done a lot of research into this. Being a teacher, one of her favorite things is studying birth order and how it can change and how it can affect the way that your personality develops and the way that you learn and things like that. And she, and even if like there's like a giant age gap between siblings, like she claims she has 3 firstborns because of our age gap and then because she had twins. And so I think a lot of that has to do, she's firstborn, she's the oldest daughter. Like there's so many different like stereotypes, but I think they're all rooted in truth a little bit. And I think a lot of that can play into being this sort of like independent, there's no other kid around, so they have to figure it out themselves.
Yeah. But there's also what I hear from other parents is that the younger, the second born mm-hmm. is usually that. They always say Rosie mm-hmm. gives second born energy because they're watching their older siblings. So they have mm-hmm. somebody modeling it for them and mm-hmm. that's like their size and doing it for them. So they advance quicker, they mm-hmm. toughen up quicker. Is what I've heard from parents that have mm-hmm. 2 kids. But like a lot of my friends will be like, Rosie is like, she gives second child syndrome. Like she's giving that.
I don't think she's going to have the opportunity to just lay back. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I think she's going to be, if not by our own self, but by us, really pushed to excel quickly in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. Only because we know how much, like, how much of a benefit it was for us to just like chase the dream, go after it. Don't, mm-hmm. you know, sit back in life and let it happen to you, but like go and like make your life what you want it to be.
I feel like I hope that I just instilled like the dreamer mm-hmm. aspect in her, because that really was my drive. Like I had these wild dreams mm-hmm. that I could do these things.
How can she not? I don't know why you say you hope. Like she's, I think everybody has that. You. No, but Anja's living out the dream.
No, everybody, I think there's a difference between dreaming and then being driven. I think everybody has dreams. Everybody has dreams. It's the more a matter of, are you driven enough to go after them?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like most people do not chase the dream. So mm-hmm. they can say, I hope she chases her dreams, coming from a place where I did not chase mine. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to teach them to chase a dream when you mm-hmm. never chase yours. What I'm saying for Ange is that she's at this age actively watching you live out your dream and do your thing. She mm-hmm. actively watches me make music and create what I've been done. So it's like, mm-hmm. she's not going to know anything else. She's just mm-hmm. she's yeah. just going to know mom and yeah. dad lived their dream.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree with that. Like I have parents who are not in entertainment, but are so incredibly driven with their own careers and are so incredibly passionate about what they do. And I think that made, because then me and my siblings are all incredibly driven ourselves and have yeah. gone after everything we've wanted. And I do fully credit my parents for that.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. I had to get it out of thin air because I knew my dad was a hard worker, mm-hmm. which was the best thing about him. And I've never heard him complain mm-hmm. ever, like in my life. So me growing up and doing and chasing the dream, I never complained once. There was never like, oh man, what's going on? No, it was like, what is it? What I got to do? All right, let's go and do it.
I remember your dad telling us a story about this is how driven he was to go to school in Puerto Rico. They used to walk to school and they would have to walk through like the jungle, the mud, basically. Mm-hmm. So they would take their shoes off and just walk in the mud all the way through like the jungle. And they would get to the other side where the neighborhood was. And there was a lady at the neighborhood who would let all the kids wash their feet with her hose. Mm-hmm. So then they could put their shoes on and go to school. And then they would do it going back. But I'm like, man, to go through all of that just to like get to school.
Where, I don't like, want it.
Yeah, I don't want to go to school.
But you say
I don't
that,
even want to go.
You say and that then, from this purview, right? Because you've experienced a life of like easy, right? Compared to...
I lived right next door to my school and I didn't want to go. I was late every single day because I didn't want to go. I literally lived next door. I could hear the bell ring from my kitchen.
Right.
And I'd be like, ugh, I don't want to go.
The ease of which we live life now is the same of the hardness it was back then. So it wasn't like... It wasn't hard for them to understand this is what we have to do because that's what most people had to do, especially in Puerto Rico. Now, looking back at that, there's like, I can't believe he did that, because we have so much ease.
Sure.
So with Rosie, that's my biggest fear would be, you know, not create like a tough girl, but like a non-entitled.
Yeah, that's what.
It's very difficult to do that when you have everything.
Yeah. And we model it as what it is. And we model it in our gratitude, in the way we do things for ourselves, and the way we treat people around us. And I just saw a video recently, somebody was asking like, you know, what do you say, you know, you're raising a child and you want them to treat people this way, what do you say? And he was like, you don't say anything. You can say whatever you want. It doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you do, because they're not listening to you. Mm. They're watching you. And just right now, when I went downstairs to go change and come back up, I was telling Bonzo to hurry up and come. And Bonzo was walking so slow. And I was trying to get him hurry up before Rosie came, because then she's going to want to come upstairs. And I was like, Bonzo, come, come. And he's like taking his little time, walking so slow. And I'm like, Bonzo, come, hurry up. And I go upstairs, and then I forgot my phone. I go back downstairs, and Bonzo came back down, and I hear Rosie telling Bonzo, Bonzo, come, hurry up, hurry up. And I was like, oh my God. And so I think when it comes to like raising a child who's not entitled, she's going to see how we treat the people around us. And when we're out at these venues and she's on this tour with us and she sees us saying hi to people, and another thing of her, like saying thank you to people, like we'll be out in public and she'll say thank you to, you know, the register lady or whatever. And they're like, oh my gosh, like she said thank you. But she's hearing us say mm-hmm. thank you. She's hearing us be courteous with people. And we went to feed the ducks. And she says to the ducks, hi, Papa, ¿cómo estás? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, she's watching us. So I think as long as we are good to people mm-hmm. and sure. we are not entitled, she mm-hmm. won't be entitled. Even though she'll be flying first class, because we fly first class. And we never flew on a plane until we were adults. And it was coach.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she's going to be in first class, a first class baby, she's not going to be entitled, because we're not entitled.
Yeah.
So I think if we start getting entitled, then we got to check ourselves.
Unless she ends up in school with a bunch of entitled brats.
Absolutely not.
I mean, she will. That's inevitable.
But she's not going to be.
No matter where you
go,
there's going to be entitled people.
For
sure. No matter what school, you know. But
I'm waiting for this line. But so-and-so's parents let her do
that's gonna happen. Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, I can't wait. I'm thinking
and
of
you already
all
have
my,
your rebuttals.
I'm thinking of all my responses.
Like, I'm pretty sure my mom was like, well, then you can go live with them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Not in my house. Exactly. She's like, well, I'm not you're not whatever, I'm not their parent or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My lover, what we didn't do Mattitudes. What's a Mattitude you have these days?
This is on us, right? Is this on us? Like,
here's the thing.
Anniversary theme?
It could be on us, but I'm cautious for us doing Mattitudes about us, because then it's going to come another Valentine's Day episode where the whole episode was a Mattitude.
The whole episode was not a Mattitude? Are you kidding me? The Valentine's episode? Do you remember it as bad?
Not bad. It was just not.
It was a therapy session.
It was a therapy session. It wasn't a gratitude session.
I don't remember it that way, but I view every
that
conversation
tracks,
as
tracks,
a positive interaction.
That tracks. All right, so give me a
Mattitude. Was it my fault that it was?
No.
You were just being both your authentic selves.
Yeah, we were being our authentic selves. So that's why I'm nervous about you being your authentic self in a Mattitude about me.
Well, you just tell me if this is anniversary centric.
Listen, we've got some other anniversary moments ahead.
We're gonna do some gratitudes from the past 14 years of our marriage.
We'll just do any sort of
Mattitude. It doesn't mean about me. It could be a Mattitude of
just anything.
Okay, I'll go first. Here's a Mattitude of our marriage. Buying that Castle Woods house unfinished believing that the builders were going to be honorable and finish all the job. That's my attitude. Our first home that we bought together, we bought from a scammer. It was gorgeous. There were no wires in the walls.
What do you mean?
They had no low, what's it called? Low voltage wiring.
So we couldn't like get internet. We couldn't get a phone service.
The TV, the phone, nothing.
So we had to drop $15,000 to get wires in the wall. But that's, I mean, it's
it was unfinished. They were like, you know, if we put in this offer and we get the house, then we're going to finish. We're going to keep finishing all the work.
The negative part was just that they lied.
They didn't finish
it. Not that we had a, I mean, it would have been nice to buy.
Like, were there walls or like, what do you mean unfinished?
Little stuff. It's like blue tape stuff. Like they had to finish just some stuff. Just what you do when you remodel a house, because it was a completely remodeled house. So it's just blue tape stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that we, you know.
What is blue tape? I don't know.
Blue tape is like you're right at the end of your remodel and there's little stuff to get finished.
The crown molding.
It's crooked here. The caulking, we skip caulking here. You know, little stuff like that. So it was nothing big. We spent $15,000. It wasn't the end of the world. We spent more trying to go after him.
So the thing was, if we were going to buy the house, we'll finish making it and we're going to leave $25,000 in escrow. If we don't finish our end, you guys get the $25,000. And then if we do finish, then we get the $25,000. We're like, okay, that sounds fair. They didn't finish it. And they went after the $25,000, but it was a billionaire scammer who bought 9 homes in the neighborhood and did this. And so they had more money than us. Basically, they just kept throwing more paperwork at our attorneys. And then we spent the same amount of money that we would have gotten. So we didn't get our money. He got us for our money.
Did he scam other people in the neighborhood?
Yeah,
like, he's in prison now.
He ended up going to prison.
Oh, he's in prison.
Good.
Yeah, he got what was coming for him. So okay, he did it. That's the least of the scamming. We got the least of it. Like, that was nothing compared to all the things that he did. He stole people's retirement, like old people's stuff. Like, he did a whole thing. There was an article written. And here's the thing. We didn't even know. Here's the thing. Our landscaper told us, because he was hired to do all of his properties.
Oh.
And he told us that he got arrested. And we're like, wait, what? And then we looked it up and it was a whole article written and everything. And he was like, yeah. So that's the whole thing. We got rid of him, but kept the landscaper. We love him. He's great.
Shout out Jesus.
So that's my mattitude of our marriage.
Wow.
Man, that's tough. Mattitude. I mean.
Wild.
Of our marriage. It's tough because I see all the negatives as positives. It's really hard.
Well, that whole situation was very frustrating. So it was a frustrating
it
situation.
It was frustrating.
Yeah. That was an excellent.
Okay. The pool situation in Birmingham.
So this is me. This is recent.
It's not recent.
What pool situation?
It's in the past 5 years, yes.
Yeah.
What
That's
pool?
A mattitude.
The pool here?
We.
Pool?
Yeah. The pool there.
The pool where you're at right now. Huh?
That
it was originally built. Go ahead. You tell
deep.
The story. It's your
supposed
attitude.
To be 8 feet deep because that's what you wanted. Even though I said it's too short to be an 8 foot deep pool, but she insisted on wanting to be able to dive in. Even though I'm like, I didn't know we had professional divers in our friend circle or you, but okay. It's much shorter than my old pool, so it's gonna be pretty deep pretty quickly. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, because like the pool length.
The pool length makes the downgrade a lot steeper and it goes faster. It's not like a gradual thing. So even with the iron in the pool and me stepping into the pool to show her how deep it goes and how fast it goes, I'm like, this is where you'll be standing. And then this is what happens. This is how quickly it happens. Then she's like, I didn't know it was going to be that steep. And I'm like, oh my goodness. After all the demonstration, after me telling you over and over, she still is like, oh, I didn't know. So what did we have to do? We just finished digging that deep and putting that much wire. So now we had to bring the trucks back and fill the pool from 8 feet to 5 feet and put new iron down. And spend
and
another
now we have
15,
a great
20
pool.
Grand off of a pool that I said we should have did at the very beginning. So that's...
And now we have a nice pool.
That's a running theme.
It's a nice pool. It's not that big, but it's a nice pool.
It is. I walked by and I went,
I love the pool. It's nice.
You could go swim at our pool.
It's nice. It's just, it comes, I will not forget the price tag. I'm like, I should not have been this much.
All right.
So that's your mattitude.
That's a frustration. I don't, like I said, I don't really see mattitude. I don't feel any negativity.
All right.
Oh, that was a good, you're frustrated. That's what this
is. That's what mattitude is. It's not like something you need therapy about. It's just,
Yeah.
Something that made you mad and gave you a bad attitude.
So now I think about our current, like, wanting to redo, like, the remodel of the garage and you not wanting to do it. I'm like, is this going to be one of the situations where I'm like, I think we should do it. But I haven't made up my mind yet.
Yeah. You decide. I don't care.
No, because I don't want to keep putting money into something that is
That's what I said.
I'd rather us just go buy a bigger house. But then I hate how much things cost in LA.
That's what I said. We don't want a big old house, but the house we're in is too small. We need it just a little bit bigger.
Mm. But it's like, what do you
do? Because we have so much family and friends and everybody coming over. Like, we're coming back for the summer and we're bringing his parents. And I love that. And then, but I don't have no room for
the guest
my
house
parents
helps.
When they come.
The
you
guest
know what
house
mean?
Helps so, if we keep the guest house
We're just
empty.
Trying to figure out how to make it work so we don't have to buy a bigger house and we're not even there all the time. But anyway, moving on. Let's move into gratitude.
Okay.
Let's move into gratitude, lover. We've been married 14 years.
Yes. I'm grateful that it hasn't felt like 14 years.
It doesn't. It doesn't feel like 14
years.
When
your marriage sucks, you feel all the years.
That's what we hear.
It's like, oh, God, it feels like you've been married forever.
Yeah, it does not.
It feels
like
we have been married like nothing.
Here's the thing, though. When I look back at our pictures and videos of us when we were first married, we look so young and skinny and like kids, even though we're not, we're in our 30s, but we look like young kids. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Remember our marriage, like I only remember us right now. Like I see us right now and I feel us right now. I don't remember year three of marriage. Does that make sense?
I remember it. It was very fast paced.
What was year three?
We were touring. So it was like nonstop.
2011, 12, 13, 14, 2014.
All the way till 16, 17.
Oh, that's when we were starting Bonquiqui tour.
Yeah. We toured all the way till 2016, 2017. So that was the last tour that I did. So it was just, it went so fast because we were on the road all the time. You're gone, I'm gone, you're gone, I'm gone, you're gone, I'm gone. And then we have a month or two together and then
that
we're gone
again. That was the beginning though.
Nah, bruh. My last tour was 2016.
Oh. See, I told you I don't remember.
And then Pandas was like 2017, 2018, you know. But 2016 was the last tour. So it was like the first... 5-6 years we're all touring.
That was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. So that's why it went by so fast. So that I think that's a positive that I'm grateful for.
That it didn't feel like 14 years.
It didn't feel like 14 years.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's beat me up like that, you know. You know, some people feel like it's like they have all these freaking scars and trauma.
Like they've been in battle.
Yeah, like they've been in battle. Like they're just holding on to not hating the other person because of all the dumb stuff they did to each other. Like, I don't feel that. I know we've had some kind of, you know, disagreements or whatever, but I'm grateful that I have seen a commitment to grow, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to just be mad at someone who's committed to grow, even though... they grow at a pace that you would not like. That you do not like. I don't like snail's pace growth, but there's still growth. So it's like you can't.
But she's moving.
Yeah, it's like you just. That's a beautiful thing.
I am grateful. Let's see, 14 years of marriage. I am grateful.
You're taking too long. I'm also grateful that you're still running after your dream and killing it. Because I remember that was one of the prerequisites of me getting married. Which isn't really a prerequisite for most guys where they're like, I want to cheer my wife on, like cheerlead. Like I want her to be doing something that I get to cheer. Because every relationship I was always like, didn't matter what level. I just loved being like the cheerleader on your back.
Supporter.
You chasing something that I believed in as well because I thought you were great at it.
That's nice.
So I still love that you're doing it and I get to like cheer it on.
Thanks, Lever. You've always been that guy. That cheerleader always helping me and being the like the talent behind me making it all happen. And I mean, from even this podcast, putting all my equipment up together and helping me with like rearranging, like, hey, maybe label it this way, maybe like your ideas from early on with Bonquiqui, even Bonquiqui, seeing how Bonquiqui blew up on YouTube and everybody was, you know, went viral. Had it just been me, that's all it would have been. It would have been just this viral clip. And maybe I probably would have tried to do like some sketches or something, but it was your idea to make Bonquiqui a music artist. Mm-hmm. And then you wrote the music.
Yeah, that was funny.
And did the music. And then
I'm always amazed at what I can do for you and it works.
You pitched it. And it got signed. Yeah. She got signed by a record label.
Not a record, Warner.
Yeah, Warner Music.
One of the bigs.
Yeah.
It's hilarious because it took me a whole career to try to do that and it never happened. But then I write a joke album and it happens.
It's wild.
I feel like that's what lets me know. I really feel like, oh, maybe I am a background player.
No.
Yeah, maybe. Because I've gotten a lot of people signed and they've all blew up bigger than I did.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing to say you're a background player. Like a good supporting role, you know, is like good. Because I have joy out of that. I do have a lot of joy off of like connecting people to greatness or to their next step.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's awesome for me. So I don't see it. It's not like me, like, shitting on myself. But it makes me think, man, I've done this, and it's created this big splash.
Yeah.
Better than it's created in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And not everybody can be the main character.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be the people holding up Moses' arms, you know? I think that was Moses. Supporting. It was a story in the Bible where they had to help him hold his arms up. I'm pretty sure.
It was actually Jesus on the cross, but
no one's helping Jesus hold his arms up.
Pretty sure Moses had a staff, a rod.
So you know, there's always like a great support staff. So I feel like,
then it was Moses, a support staff.
In our marriage, I've been more so like the supporting role guy. You know, mm-hmm. Which coincidentally, like after I got the Pandas deal, which was the deal that I really wanted, which is it was a dope deal. I immediately was like, oh, I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the lead character deal. It's like landing the role and then being like, oh, I freaking hate this.
Yeah.
Get me out fast. So the supporting cast in our marriage. Love it.
Well. I still feel like you're supporting cast, but with star energy.
I'm doing it all in the background, man. I'm building in the background.
Listen, on the call sheet, you're number one. He's number two.
That's right.
I'm doing it all in the background, and I am not mad at it. I kid you not. Like, just building our little family, our little whatever, where if we do it right, mm-hmm. when we look up, me and you are going to be...
We'll be all right.
We're going to be so all right. It's going to be wild and Rosie's going to be all right. And Rosie's kids are going to, it's going to be like, it's fun for me, you know, but that is another thing that I'm
okay. I have a grateful because you're kind of leaning that way. is your understanding of money and how to invest it and move it around, and your ability and desire to learn what you don't know. Like, you're always learning, you're always watching a video, reading something, getting on the phone with our business managers, asking them questions. And I'm so grateful for that in our marriage, because I'll go out and I'll make money and then I'll bring it back to you. And then I'll be like, hey, you do what you do with it. And then you go do all the things that you do that I don't have capacity to learn. And that's why I'm so grateful I have you setting us up and protecting us and looking out for us, learning for us. Very grateful.
Yeah, it's fun.
See, that's fun for you. To me, I'm like, numbers.
I mean, it was fun for me when I, you know, because I mean, I still make money. I just get to use everything that I make, and we just dump it into real estate, and we use whatever's left over from what you make. We dump it into real estate and invest, and it's just fun because it's a game, right? It's really it's a game to me. It's like, can we win in life? That's why getting older is exciting for me, because as we're getting older, I'm realizing that we're getting closer to the end of the game. And to me, there's nothing
more. And that's exciting?
Well, yeah, because there's nothing more beautiful. Like, you know, when Paul says that I've ran my race, you know, I fought the good fight, like when he's in his latter years, there's something that's so accomplishing about, like, for us believers, death isn't supposed to be a bad thing, mm-hmm. right? It's supposed to be a great thing.
Ugh.
Old, this body's gone, no more tennis elbow, no more anything. Get to be
I'm
with Jesus. But I understand what he meant by, like, finishing the race and fighting the good fight. It's like, life is so crazy. There's so many things that it throws at you. There's so many ways that all of us can just go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We can make a couple of decisions and we're done. And life literally becomes like hell. You know, mm-hmm. you can talk to millions of people who life is hell on earth because of just like bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But for us to navigate all the woes, to navigate friendships, bad relationships, people who try to screw us, people who stole from us, people, you know, ourselves who stole from ourselves, you know, our laziness, our apathy. You know, it could be so many things that lead people astray. But for us to continually wake up every day and not only choose God, choose each other, but choose like good decisions and then make it to 75 without making some catastrophic mistake.
That's all you want to get to is 75?
Well, you know, anything after, you know, once I start really deteriorating, I'm like, I'm good to go. Unless Rosie has a milestone that I'm excited about.
Well,
but what I'm saying
I'm trying to hit that Tia Mary marker. I'm trying to live to 100.
What I'm saying is once you're 75, there's less road left. So it's like, it's going to be really hard to mess your life up at 75. 75 is kind of like where you've been enjoying all the fruit that you planted,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So I think you have to feel accomplished to be at that point and be able to still be happy, still be okay. Everything's taken care of. It's like, man, we did this thing right. Like, mm-hmm. that must feel really good.
Yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. coming from nothing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You said it was, this is a little bit of a tangent. You said it was hard to mess your life up at 75. And I immediately Googled how old Harvey Weinstein was when he got arrested.
How old was he?
70. So I was like, you could still mess
uh-huh.
it up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, he was messing it up for a long time.
He was messing. Yeah, he just got caught.
He could still get caught. So.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
He just made many bad decisions. But
I know. But that's what it made me think of. I was like, I don't know. I feel like you could probably mess up your life until the very
I guess you very I guess you very much yeah. well could.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm
but
looking
you,
at
even when you go to the old home, the senior homes, the mm-hmm. STDs are rampant.
Yeah, but at that point, rampant? It doesn't matter if you live your
How do you
life.
Say rampant?
Rampant.
Rampant. It's R-A-M-P-A-N-T, rampant.
Oh, so I said it right the first time. Rampant. You said rampant, like rapid. You said it wrong.
Rampant? It
right. Yeah, it's rampant.
Yeah.
Say it again.
R-A-M-P-A-N-T, rampant.
Yeah, rampant. STDs are rampant in senior citizen homes.
I just think it's beautiful. It's beautiful to be able to make it that far.
Imagine making it that far and then you get an STD.
Oh, I thought you were saying the STDs were beautiful. I was like,
no, that's what I'm saying. You lived a great life. Now you over here, 76 years old, getting herpes and syphilis. Also like,
well, I've lived this long. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Imagine your last 10 years itchy as hell.
You're at the end. It's like, whatevs.
I'm also grateful that that we have the ability to give Rosie like a head start. Mm-hmm. I never knew how grateful I would be, but to be able to like pass on like all this knowledge.
Yeah.
All this for learning. Sure. That's like, yeah, I have learned a lot in life and I've had to, because there's no one teaching me this stuff. Mm-hmm. But now I give it out like freaking water. Like I just give it out. I don't even hold it back, because I'm like, I need to help everyone. And I'm not even like a guru. I'm just like a learner. That's why I don't really do it like publicly. Mm-hmm. I'm not like on Instagram trying to sell you a course.
Yeah.
Like I'm just learning so much. But I know enough to give Rosie a head start.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for that. Like I'm able to literally tell her, this is what life boils down to. You can ignore all this other stuff and we will put no pressure on you on any of this stuff. I'm not going to put school pressure on you. I'm not going to pull grade pressure on you. I'm not going to put any pressure on you. There's like four or five things you need to understand to make it in life. Everything else is BS. You'll be fine. I don't care if you don't graduate middle school.
And then she'll say, I don't care, Dad. I'm going to do it my own way.
All right, cool. Then I'm going to let you know.
That's what kids do.
I don't know. I feel like she should graduate middle school. But,
but if she understood those five things, I wouldn't even care. Like to me, school, I'll tell her school's a game.
School schmool.
Like play it a game. Let's play it a game. Let's do an investment game, right? As many A's as you get, it's because you're the best. And we're going to get you something every A you get. Because, again, none of this matters. Now, unless she wants to be a doctor or a lawyer, then I'm going to be like, all right, unfortunately, you want to be something where all of this matters.
Like, she did absolutely go to school.
This all matters and it sucks.
Can you believe that when I was young, I think it was third grade, I wanted to be a lawyer and I did a report on how I wanted to be a lawyer.
I wanted to be a lawyer too.
I would have been, you should have been a lawyer.
I know.
I would have been awful. One, I hate school. Two, I don't like arguments.
Oh my god, I love,
which is, that's why I thought about being a lawyer, because I do like arguments.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love like just figuring things out. Oh man, I would have been a great lawyer.
I would have been awful. I would have been somebody's public defender.
Your judge,
I'm you the coin be, port you court she's appointed like, attorney.
You're like, judge, as you can see, she's like super cool, so I think we should just let it slide.
Look at this face. Can she even? Come on.
I mean, you really think she would commit a crime?
Yeah, please. Yeah. That would have been awful.
I'm also grateful that you, I feel like you're a very good example of like bravery. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that Rosie will get to learn bravery from you in a specific way.
Like going brave to go for my dreams.
Just go
like
for it. Yeah, just not afraid of anything really that comes your way.
Because I feel sometimes opposite. Like, I guess we're always our toughest critic. But also, I've said to many of my friends, I want to be a brave mom. I feel like I'm not a brave mom. But I'm talking about in like, she's climbing on something. I want to be able to stay cool and not envision death every time she like walks two steps away from me. Then I'm like, oh my god, kidnapper! Oh my god,
no,
car's coming!
Way, yeah.
Oh my god, blah, blah, blah. Like, I always think of the absolute worst thing that could happen. And I feel like that's not a breeding ground for a brave mom. I feel like a brave mom needs to just be present in the moment and let her explore and live. Like, my cousin Michelle, her daughter is wild. Like, she was standing on a rock. And she went to do a front flip off the rock as if she was in a pool. But she wasn't on the pool. It was the cement. She wanted to do a front flip off of cement. She don't know how to do a front flip. But her little brain was like, I'm going to do a front flip. And she's like, I saw it happening.
Is that bravery?
I saw her about to do it. And she's like, she was too far away. I couldn't get to her in time. And then they had to take her to the hospital, whatever. But no, they do skateboarding class. they get on bike rides and they ride on the street all the way from their house to like the next city over to go have dinner, and then they ride the bikes back. And I feel that's amazing, but I'm so nervous. Like, I'm watching her video of them. They're in the street. They're riding their bike in the street. Fast cars going by. And I'm like, oh my God, how do you do that? You know what I mean? And she's so brave. They went, they're skiing, and her daughter is like 4, 5.
I don't know.
Just going skiing. And like, they do all these activities. Huh. They're just so adventurous. And I'm like, I need to learn how to be a brave mom like my cousin Michelle, who lets her kids explore an adventure without being like, oh, no, be careful. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's where I am.
I mean, there's got to be like a balance to it, because I'm like, I won't even ride a bike in the street. That, I've seen too many people get hit. No. I remember Mal tried to get us to do it in D.C. and I said, I'll walk. I was like, you can get on your bike. He was like, it's going to be like a 45-minute walk. And I said, and I'll enjoy it.
I'm not scared of Rosie getting hurt. I already said it. She's gonna be the one that get.
Yeah.
It's like me. She gives me viewpoints.
I broke my arm 3 different times. Yeah. But
it's like gonna happen.
They only questioned it on the third one.
Yeah.
The third one was.
It's like she's gonna learn.
They were like, "Are you okay at home?" Here?
She's gonna learn the hard way on some things, and it'll be fine as long as she survives it. Like, I don't mind a little couple scars.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if she even accidentally brushes her arm against something, she's like, and she'll try to make herself cry. And then if you don't give her the response you want, then she'll actually, tears will come out. That's she's going to be the actress.
Oh,
tears will come
so
out.
Cute.
And she'll like shake. Because she just barely even brushed her arm on something.
I mean, I think she's already pretty fearless too, just like whenever we were at Disney and stuff, and she had no hesitation for any of, I mean, to be fair, was she going on the big scary rides? Well, no, she wasn't tall enough, but I think when she is tall enough, I think she'll give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was so brave to go on. She didn't know it wasn't going to be a big scary ride.
Right.
She just was like, okay, she saw the elephants going up and down, and she got on it, and she was like, okay.
She took full control of the spinny teacup. Like,
yeah. Yeah, she's brave. I just want to be a brave mom to help her be brave and not stifle her bravery.
Mm-hmm.
But I see what you're saying about calling me a brave mom as far as like going for my dreams and stuff.
Yeah.
Metaphorically, I'm brave.
The rest of the stuff I'll teach her. But I'm also grateful that we're able to provide a life for her that we didn't have. Mm-hmm. I'm really grateful for that. Like, I think... That's what I was kind of saying with the boy. Like, I would have had a different temperament, because I started off looking at her as like a boy. Like, she's going to have to do this, and this. And I was really like, but then I'm like, man, putting that kind of like pressure on her is going to produce a very hard, like, little girl that it's going to be very like masculine. And now I'm way more soft. Like, okay, how can I protect this girl? And make sure that she understands that if she leads with empathy and whatever her natural tendencies are, to celebrate that.
Yeah.
And that's her good. Know that she doesn't have to worry about said thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because with some of our friends who, single girls who are out there trying to, you know, find their person, you know, as much as they want to be feminine or want to be soft, they're forced into the role of like, I got to provide for myself. So I got to think hard sometimes, and I got to do what I got to do to make it happen. And you do that crap long enough, it's really difficult to then transition back to being soft, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to raise her with like the strength of character, the strength of understanding, but then without the fear of what am I going to do? How am I going to survive? How am I gonna whatever? Like, she doesn't have to have those existential thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
She just has to have more even deeper thoughts with how do I advance this?
Yeah.
Like, how do I grow this thing?
Yeah.
This legacy that has been left to me, that now if I have kids, I leave it to them. Like, I have the ability, if I am smart, to create a generational movement to where the Reyes line will never have to worry about certain things. And that's even more of a responsibility, But she gets to have that choice.
Yeah.
Whereas we, you know, it was make or break.
Yeah.
And we didn't get any of it. We didn't get any kind of like massive lessons or massive nuggets or cheat codes on life. I was like, damn, we just had to like stumble through it. So I'm super grateful that we get to leave her like,
yeah,
with a great life.
Danielle, do you have some preguntas for us? Some
preguntas? I don't have any Spanish questions, no, but I do have other questions.
Oh, English questions.
Yes, por favor. I know I do have some this or that's, but then I also have some funny marriage questions, kind of.
All right, let's hear it.
I don't know if you qualify them as marriage questions. I don't know. But relationships, just about your relationship, and you know, maybe get some insight into. Oh.
I'm nervous. Continue.
No, just kidding. They're funny. Okay, so I want to know, and I feel like this plays into your love of TV shows, but if your relationship was a sitcom, what would be the theme song, and who do you think would play each other, and like, what do you think, like? The whole,
like, just describe our sitcom.
Yeah, like describe your, like, what your sitcom would it be, you know, like the cheesy, like Full House, would it be like Friends?
Oh,
I
see what you're saying.
You know, like what's the vibe of your...
I think it would be like Martin.
why
because Martin was always like kind of outlandish,
so I think maybe it's Martin meets Full House, because we always have family over.
Yeah.
You're going to find an uncle in the basement. You're going to find a, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. We always have family at the house. Big, huge family. We're very close.
But with Martin, the friends were the family.
And we have that too. That's what I'm saying. It's both.
But if I was a character in sitcom land, I would be most like Ross.
You'd be Ross?
Yeah.
In what way?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, Ross is emotional.
First of all, Ross is my favorite character.
Ross is emotional, makes emotional decisions.
That's true.
But he's also...
But you don't make emotional decisions.
No, but I am emotional.
Wait, were you saying wait to my Ross is my favorite character?
Yeah, I did not know that information.
Ross is my absolute most favorite character.
I identify
and he's
with
voted
him.
Most hated character on a lot of forums that I've seen, which is stupid. He's my favorite.
Is. He's my least. If I was to rank him, he'd be number six.
He's my absolute most favorite.
He's intelligent.
I guess that's why I'm married to you.
He's intelligent, you know, but romantic. Uh-huh. At the same time, like, I just...
Yeah, okay, I see it now.
Okay.
I identify...
You also like dinosaurs, or...
No.
No.
Actually, I do. Jurassic
well, you
Park
have a passion
favorite.
For something, but it wouldn't be dinosaurs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would be cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, so I feel more...
And Ross had a passion for music.
He
oh, yeah.
Did. He did
pew,
have...
Pew, pew.
So that would be my... That would be my thing.
That was...
Okay. Okay, so our sitcom is Full House meets Martin.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, who's like who would play you, or who would you cast in it, and who would they play?
Well, who would my character be like?
You mean out of the Friends cast?
Yeah, let's stick with Friends cast because there's too many sitcoms to identify with.
My Full House.
That's tough, man, because I feel like. I guess if I had to say one, it would probably be Jen Aniston.
Rachel.
Okay, I was leaning towards Rachel.
Because you're not a clean freak like Monica.
No.
Or a OCD freak at all.
No, Veronica is Monica.
You're
my
not.
I'm Monica.
Yeah.
You're definitely not a Phoebe. Because she's just.
I think you have a little bit of Phoebe in you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'm a mix of Rachel meets Phoebe.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm Rachel meets Phoebe.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm Monica and a little bit of Phoebe.
Yeah.
A little bit of Chandler.
My brother's Joey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one?
Mitchell. He's full on Joey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In every way. Okay, what else? What was your other question?
Oh, just if you had like other, like who would you cast as your in-laws?
Like actors? What actors? Or
yeah, or other characters that you would say were similar.
I feel like my dad is like the dad of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh my gosh, hilarious.
but friendlier.
But a little bit, depending on who you are. That's like right. When he just met Pat Heaton, like he barely even smiled. I wanted to be like, Dad, smile. But then they ended up talking for like 30 minutes. Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh my God, please don't talk your ear off. But he didn't smile. Yeah. Hey, George. That's it. Super. Yeah.
He actually said Jorge.
Yeah, Jorge.
That was the first time I heard him say introduce himself as Jorge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never even heard him do that.
Yeah. Okay, give us another question.
Okay. What is the most ridiculous argument that you've ever had?
Oh my God.
Ridiculous. Like stupid?
Yeah, like after you were like, that was dumb. That was
so many. All the arguments. For me, all the arguments.
Not for me.
Because I feel like, and it's usually a word coming out of my mouth. I go, no. Too late. Now we're in an argument. Those are the ones I'm like, that was stupid. This didn't even have to be an argument, but I had to just let my words come out. Like, here we go. My fault. 3 hours later.
I don't remember dumb arguments. Yeah. They've all.
I can't remember a specific one. I try to block them out as soon as they're done.
I feel like thematically, all the arguments have, you know, some kind of seriousness behind them. But dumb? Stupidest argument?
I mean, there's got to be something where, like, I heard people talk about how, like, oh, me and my husband or my partner, we had a full argument about the proper way to cook pasta, you know? Or, like, there's got to be, like a semantics I'm thinking, thing? That's what I'm thinking of, like, silly things. Okay. Like that, where you like, no, you're supposed to cuff your pants this way. No.
Okay. I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Yeah.
We close our curtains at night and the curtains cover the vent of the
AC. Oh, this is a pet peeve. Yeah, this is a pet peeve.
And
but we don't argue
over
it.
Manny has a special way he puts his shoe over this one and his other shoe facing like this. And if I don't do it that way, he's like, babe, you're not doing it right. And I'm like, what do you mean
you
right?
So
this is a made-up thing.
You are so not presenting this correctly. She's not presenting this correctly
at all. Why are you adjusting your curtains with shoes?
Thank you, Danielle. I understand why you're so lost because she is misrepresenting this entire situation. The situation is Angela, okay, our vent for the AC is on the wall with the curtains.
On the floor.
So Angela just goes in there and closes the curtain over the vent of the AC. So the air never gets to us. And in her little mind, she doesn't equate that
as
a problem.
Whoa, little mind, why are you trying to throw blows?
I didn't mean like intellectually. Uh-huh. I just meant in your mind, you do not see that as an issue. And it drives me insane where I'm like, why are we turning down the AC to 66 and then she covers it with curtains? It literally blows my mind that she's okay with that.
I open the vent with his shoe and I move it a certain way, but if I don't do it the way that he wants
The only time I get upset is when you cover the vent. That's all I get upset about that's when I get mad. I'm like, dang it, she didn't.
No,
she didn't.
I'll uncover the vent.
No, babe.
But
oh
then you
my
want
gosh.
The whole curtain to be.
Oh my gosh! Don't be a liar. You are such a liar.
I'm gonna take a video of this, and for BTS, I'm gonna post this on our Instagram this week.
I cannot believe you're lying right now. We've only ever
I'm gonna
argued
show it tonight
over you covering
I'm gonna show
the
it
vents.
Tonight. I'm gonna show it tonight. Oh, I'm going to show how you...
So bad.
I'm going to show...
This is so
I'm
bad.
I'm going to sneakily record. I'm going to do it the way I do it. And when you come in the room and see it, see how upset you get. I'm going to record
it. Yes, I get upset when you cover the vent.
Okay.
I want the vent not to be covered so that we can get the air.
All right, next question.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Who's the bigger baby when they're sick?
Of course. Me. Of course. Men. Men are...
I'm the bigger baby.
Okay. I like this one. What is your partner's most bizarre hidden talent? Do either of you have hidden talents? Something we don't know about you?
A hidden talent?
No, okay. And all of Angela's
you never share
talents.
All my talents are on display.
We made commodities out of them. So it's very... I don't think there's a secret talent. I think you can cook good.
I've learned to cook. Yeah. I always,
like, that's
I never knew.
That's not a talent, right?
It is.
It's a talent.
I didn't know how.
She's very vocal about it now.
Now I'm vocal about it.
Yeah.
What was hidden previously?
Because you got good at it. So you're like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Check me out.
Other than that, no, I don't really.
Yeah.
My only hidden talent, which nobody's seen me do, would be my balloon animals.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't even know.
I've technically never even seen you do it.
Yeah. I was really good at it.
Maybe you should do that for Rosie's birthday.
One would say I was a connoisseur in the Disney area.
That is a good hidden talent, actually.
Yeah.
To make animals, that takes some.
It was good. I was good.
You gotta twist it right so it doesn't pop. That's.
It got me out of debt, so.
All right, one more question.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Wait, we're flying through him.
All right. Well, two more questions.
Okay. If you could choose a karaoke song for the other person to sing, because you think they would do it really well, what song would you choose?
Frank Sinatra for Manny. I can hear you scratching your beard right now.
My Way?
Yep, My Way.
It's my favorite song.
What would you choose for me?
For you to sing?
And you know that they would like love it and be like, oh, yes.
Oh, what's that song you always be singing? The Spanish one. It has that really long note that you always hold out. It's one of those old Mexican songs.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? I don't know the name of it. I just
How does it go?
You always sing it and it sounds good. I don't know. Well, you know what I'm talking about though, right?
Is it the song that you did in your set?
Este corazón
que aún me adora
ya está muriendo. All I know is there's a big
tarde
note.
Con tarde.
No, it's not that one. It's another one. Da, 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 but it's like there's a big note that you always. Da, 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 da,
da. Which one is it?
I don't know. Anyways, but I would have you sing that one. I wish I knew it.
Oh, I think it's the one I sang for Thea Mary that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she says, clap, Manuel. which one was that?
I know. You used to sing it all the time.
I know. Tu solo tu. I think it was that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Wait. I want to do quick this or that's because I'm curious if you'll have the same answer or if you'll have different answers.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yep. Mm.
Foot rub or shoulder rub?
Foot rub.
Ooh, foot. Oh, but my shoulders hurt right now. But foot, yeah.
Okay.
No, hold on. Shoulder rub. Because I always ask you to, every night I ask you to rub my feet, but then throughout the day I need that shoulder rub and it feels so good. Oh, I'm torn.
But
shoot. Shoulder rub. I'm going shoulder rub. Shoulder rub.
Okay. Okay. Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Oh, city or country?
City.
Pizza or burgers?
Burgers.
Pizza. Oh, I see that. Summer or winter?
Winter.
Summer. Yeah, that feels right. Uh-huh.
Should we answer at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Books or movies?
Movies.
Morning person or night owl?
Morning.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
None.
Boring. Relaxing vacation or an activity vacation?
Relaxing.
Activity vacation.
Mm-hmm. Dress up or casual?
Casual.
Dress up.
Big party to celebrate or an intimate dinner?
Dinner.
Big party.
A spontaneous date or a well-planned out date?
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
Okay. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
That was it. Those are the only ones I have.
We did it. You guys were pretty, a lot of things.
You were similar in a lot of things.
Really? Yeah. I thought we were different in a lot of things, but that's what works.
And the difference was, balance. Like, I feel like you guys answered exactly how I thought you were going to answer.
Yeah.
So I also know you very well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danielle, for being the third part of this marriage.
I don't have a lot of, like with the date stuff or the spontaneity or... The vacations, I do like to do stuff, and I do like it to be cold.
Yeah.
I hate going on hot vacations because we live in L.A. It's always hot.
Relax.
I don't want to do that. Mm. It just feels like we're doing the same thing we do at home, except somewhere else. But if we go look at castles and history, and that's awesome.
I mean, it is fun. I like to do it, but...
Especially with coats on.
It just sounds exhausting.
You mean it sounds enriching?
No, Ross.
It's enriching.
You think it sounds enriching.
That's why in our next vacation, hopefully next year, we're going to go to Europa and we'll do 2-3 weeks with B and them. And then I'm going to break off and
go to Germany.
Tour Germany myself.
Is Jeremy going to go with you?
He says he thinks he may be able to.
That's good. All right, Lover. Well, we've made it 14 years. And here we are on the Fungula podcast.
14 years.
I wonder what the so next long. 14 years are going
to
be.
What is that
like.
Going to bring us to? How old will we be? 14, 45, 55, 59?
I just turned 43.
59.
I'll be 59?
I'll be 59.
Oh, so I'll be younger than you.
57.
Yeah.
Can you imagine us at that age?
We can look back at this episode where we were talking about how old we were and our bodies hurting and stuff.
I think we're going to be so settled. I wonder if you'll still be doing comedy. I probably will not be doing music at 59. I will fully be in my real estate era.
I don't know. I think you might be.
Nah, maybe you'll be managing. Rapping at 59?
Not rapping. Maybe nah. you'll... Maybe.
I'll be involved with Rosie in some way.
I think Run DMC still does it.
Nah, I can't. I can't. They're massive stars. If I was a massive star with a bunch of hits, sure, maybe. But
still hustling, like trying to make it work.
I'm
at
not gonna
59.
Be
Rod Stewart just before.
That's Rod Stewart. I will be chilling.
Imagine 59 still shooting content in the front yard.
Never. I'm trying to get rid of doing it now. Gosh, I hate it. No, at 59, for sure, I will be enthralled in whatever Rosie's doing and just handling the real estate stuff. That's it. Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure, for sure.
All right, Lover. Well, I love you. Happy anniversary.
59-year-old comedian, Angela. That'd be funny.
14 years. Here we go.
If you're still doing it for another 14 years, count ourselves blessed.
Yeah.
If you get to just...
Yeah, because now I'm thinking...
That's crazy.
Still touring, and how old are they?
Look at Leanne Morgan.
Yeah.
But I don't think you'll be touring like we're doing. You'll be like just one-offs here and there, you know what I'm saying, twice a month maybe, and just kind of like maybe one big tour every other year.
Brian Regan is 66.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's still going strong.
How old Leanne?
I also feel like Leanne's like still
she's
new
like
though.
50-something.
She is new.
She's 59.
Oh!
Yeah, she's new at it.
So that's the same age, 59.
She's my mom's age.
Yeah, I think it would be different for you because you would have been at it for so long.
Yeah,
it would have to peel back a little bit.
Yeah,
unless you get to this crazy level to where you can just tour every other year and take years off, a year off.
All right, well, I gotta go to the grocery store, so thank you all for joining us. I've been trying to wrap it up, be like, okay, Lover, 14 years. If you're still doing it for me.
Oh, well, because now I'm actually thinking about it. Sorry. All right, I'll turn my mind off. Who cares? Grocery store. 14
years.
I got
to go to the grocery store.
14 years.
14 years. We've been married.
Grateful.
Grateful for you. I love you. And I'm looking forward to the next 14 and the 14 after that and the 14 after that. And then, according to you, you'll be tapped out by then. But I'm going to go for another 14 more after that. Love you, Lover.
Love you, baby.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.